This year marks the 250th anniversary of the birth of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. His music is being performed around the globe, from his greatest works to his most obscure. A controversial new production of an unfinished opera that Mozart wrote when he was 23 has just opened in New York. Jeff London has this story of Zaid.
In 1779, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart had already written several operas, but director Peter Sellers says Zaid was an important step for the young composer.
It's the first one he wrote on his own terms, and no one commissioned it. He wrote it because he wanted to write it, and he would write it his way.
The opera, a tale of slaves captured in a Turkish harem, was never completed. Mozart instead accepted a commission to write Idomeneo, which became his first real operatic success. He abandoned Zaid and never heard it performed. About 75 minutes of music remain. There's no overture, no finale, and most of the libretto is lost. Louis Langres, music director of the Mostly Mozart Festival and conductor of this production, says he can hear aspects of the composer's mature work in Zaid.
Absolutely, absolutely. There are Sturm und Drang moments, moments of revolt, and the famous tiger aria, when she compares the Sultan just in front of him to a Predator is something absolutely amazing, the violence there is in it.
This production of Zaid was co-commissioned for the 40th anniversary of Lincoln Center's Mostly Mozart Festival and debuted in Vienna and London earlier this year. Iconoclastic director Peter Sellers, who has set Mozart operas in the Trump Tower and in a diner, was hired to finish and direct the work. He took what remains of Zaid and added some incidental music Mozart wrote for an unproduced play. Sellers says this was Mozart's blow against slavery.
Well, of course, Mozart was dealing with slavery as a directly contemporary phenomenon, and in 1779, was also putting forward the issue of the relations between the Muslim world and the West. And that's very courageous and bold.
So Sellers, in a bold move himself, set Zaid in a contemporary sweatshop and cast it entirely with African-American and Asian singers.
What you see on stage comes from my experiences in Los Angeles and what's going on in Queens at this moment, where in America, very desperate people who have no papers are desperate to stay here. They are kept in these factories and they are working 18-hour days and sleeping under their sewing machine and do not leave the building. It's a very real story, and we're putting it on stage with, I think, some authenticity and, of course, as always, because it's Mozart, some art. And that combination, I hope, is very stimulating and very provocative.
Indeed, the production was so provocative that some critics abroad reacted virulently, calling it overstated and excruciating. But Sellers argues that his vision is true to Mozart's spirit, that the composer was an educated man of the Enlightenment.
When music critics start lecturing me about how dare we taint Mozart, I am so furious, because it's such an insult to Mozart to present Mozart as a moron and a numbskull who never had an idea in his head, when it's the opposite. This is music of the most ferocious commitment that was written with courage and hope.
Regardless of how critics in New York respond to Peter Sellers' production, it's an opportunity for audiences to hear some rarely performed Mozart. Korean-born soprano Hyuna Yu is making her operatic debut as the title character. She says she's impressed by the opera's emotional range.
There's parts where it's so painful, and it's all in the music. The suffering, you can hear it. And then there are some incredibly ethereal, beautiful Mozart that comes in, then you just go,
Music director Louis Langry says the awe factor is part of what makes Mozart so contemporary, even 250 years after his birth.
It's not modern music, but it still speaks to our soul, to our sensitivity. And as soon as you hear... it's Mozart.
Zaid is playing at the Mostly Mozart Festival tonight and tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.